Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears off and running with you on this Monday, May the 10th, 2021, 14 minutes past the hour. And for Monday, May the 10th, we are still in this cold spell. Now, the sun is shining bright this morning, but definitely cold. And I hope everybody had the greatest Mother's Day yesterday, but it was hard if you are a mother. Now, my guess is the reason that Mother's Day was put in mid-May and Father's Day was put in mid-June, the idea probably was that these will be days where you could have nice weather. Well, this year did not pan out that way. A matter of fact, you know, you can't control the rain. So having rain on Mother's Day, that's happened before. That's not a big deal. But I could not tell you the last Mother's Day where we not only had rain, but the high temperature was 49, and there were low temperatures yesterday in the 30s. A matter of fact, yesterday, mid-morning, let's say, before noon, even afternoon, really, it was still about 39 degrees yesterday, 39 degrees, and it rained all day. It started somewhere Saturday night into Sunday morning, and it did not let up until after dark last night, so it was a mess for Mother's Day. No Mother's Day cookouts, I'm sure, here in the Marion area. And, you know, to be honest with you, I did not see the restaurants very busy. Now, maybe they were. Maybe they were. But I did not see it. Now, as far as this whole flour shortage went, now, this is kind of interesting. Because Saturday, I went over to Amish country, Sugar Creek and Berlin and that area. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit this morning. But on Saturday, I still did not understand this flour shortage, because the places I had been still had flowers, and I wasn't sure what was causing the flour shortage anyway. But I did learn on Saturday, because a mother that I know got two hanging baskets on Saturday for Mother's Day, and that person's son-in-law, their mother owns a flower business, and he could not get flowers from his mother because of this flower shortage. And her business is not in Marion, so this was going on other places. Now, I don't know if it went on at Marion Flower and Hemmerly's and our other flower shops, because I don't even think they're open on Sundays here in Marion. But I can tell you that the grocery stores had flowers yesterday. So if you went to a grocery store that had a floral section, like Kroger, I can verify. I was in Kroger yesterday, and they had flowers all day. Hanging baskets and vases, or vases, however you say it, with flowers in them all day long. Although it did start to run, it started to run low later in the day, but it never ran out. Now, I don't know what caused all this. Did anybody notice or hear of a flower shortage in Marion anywhere yesterday? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Did you deal with Hemmerly's or Marion Flower or any of the other big stores? I didn't happen to be in Meijer or Walmart. I don't think Walmart has a floral. Does Walmart have a floral section? I know they sell plants, but I don't know if they have a floral section in Walmart where people can get the flowers arranged and things like that. I don't know if Walmart has that or not. I know that both Kroger's have floral sections, the one on the south end of town and the one on the east end. I know that does Meijer have a floral section anymore? Again, I know they sell flowers, but I don't think they have a floral section. I don't think Save-A-Lot or Aldi or any of the other grocery stores, I don't know about this King Saver over here near Fair Park, I don't know if they have a floral section or not, but this is the way it went on Mother's Day. Does anybody have any store? What did you do for Mother's Day? Did you see the restaurants busy? Were they busy yesterday with all that nasty cold rain and gloomy sky? But did you notice a flower shortage? I guess there was one. Or did anybody hear on television or radio or anywhere over the weekend what caused that? Because I don't think we ever really learned what caused that whole mess. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on Mother's Day past, the Mother's Day of 2021? Now, here's something I will say. This is the good news, I guess, of it all, is that it's over. Mother's Day is over. The 49-degree high yesterday is over. The rain is over. And it looks as if there is no rain at all in the forecast this week, and it looks as if it's just going to get progressively warmer as the week goes on. So I think we start out today, I think the high today is in the 50s somewhere, but I think as we go along the week, it goes from lower 50s to higher 50s to low 60s to low 70s. And I think by next weekend, we're supposed to be sunny and in the low 70s. But as you all know, the weather can change on a dime. And where did that saying come from? The weather can change on a dime. Why not a nickel? Why not a penny? Well, hope everybody had a great Mother's Day. Now, I have a little bit of a confession to make here, because I did something and you will know what I've done, because I did it all on the air, absent-minded last week. But again, give me a buzz at any time. 740-383-9944. Okay, last Wednesday was Cinco de Mayo. I believe it was Wednesday. And we did a contest. And the way we've been running contests on this show is that we will ask questions. And on that day, we asked questions in regard to Cinco de Mayo. And I believe we ended up asking 20 questions during the morning show. And we did get all 20 questions answered. And we got everybody's name. And the idea was that the following day, which would have been Thursday, I was going to draw a name out from the names of people that had answered correct questions and give you a prize for being the winner of the Cinco de Mayo contest. And again, I had not told anybody what the prize was. Well, I kind of knew what I wanted the prize to be. I wanted it to be something that had to do with Cinco de Mayo, but I wanted it to be something that you really could not get in Marion. I didn't want it to be something you could go down to the drugstore or the grocery store or the department store or a restaurant here and get. And that's kind of hard to do. So I kind of had an idea of what I wanted to get. Now, I did not have I thought I would have my hands on it by last Thursday. And I did not have my hands on it. So my plan was on Thursday was to come in and draw the winner and then just say we would not have the prize until Monday. But I would tell you what the prize was. Well, I have my hands on it now. And then on Friday, I think we had somebody call in again and say, are you going to draw the winner of that prize? And I didn't do it again because we had guests during the noon hour, and it totally slipped my mind, and nobody reminded me that I had not drawn the winner. So that's what happened. So let me go into my bag here, because this is also going to lead to some other things. What I was able to do when I was in Amish country, the Sugar Creek area, this past weekend, is I went to Hirschburgers, which, you know, that's about 90 minutes away from here. It's a farm and bakery over in Amish country. Now, of course, as I say, and you hear me ruffling through the bag here, and I'll tell you more about this bag in a second, I wanted to get something that you could not get anywhere in Marion. And obviously, we do not have a Hirschburgers here in Marion. So this would be something you could not get in Marion. Now, what I have here, and I think this is Cinco de Mayo themed. Yeah, here it is. Okay, what I have for the winner of the Cinco de Mayo contest from last week is a jar, a pretty good size jar, of Hirschburgers. Now, this is what the label says. Hirschburgers Bakery and Farm Corn Salsa. Now, I went through the grocery store yesterday and looked for corn salsa. And not only did I not see corn salsa, I certainly did not see Hirschburgers, and I certainly did not see anything close to this. So this is something that you would have to drive 90 miles to go get and pick up and have. So I think this is a very unique gift, and being that it is corn salsa, it certainly has a Cinco de Mayo feel. Now, it's in a glass bottle. You know, a lot of stores do not sell glass bottles anymore because they're afraid they're going to break. So I will have to set this somewhere in the studio whenever who we're going to find out our winner here in a second comes to pick this up, so it does not get broken between now and then. So here we go. Now we're going to draw. We're going to get the winner for our Cinco de Mayo contest. And you will win a jar of Hirschburgers, Hirschburgers Bakery and Farm Corn Salsa. And then I'm going to tell you some more things here, because I like to give unique gifts. By the way, if you ever come by a unique gift, let me know, and maybe I can go get that unique gift and use it as a giveaway. All right. Let's go to the bucket here and see who the winner is in our big contest for the Hirschburgers Bakery and Farm Corn Salsa. All right, here we go. Let's shuffle up the entries here this morning. Okie doke. Our winner this morning is, here it comes, Ryan. All right, Ryan, you win the Hirschburgers Bakery and Farm Corn Salsa. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm getting a pen here right now, and I am going to put the name Ryan right on top of this jar here. And I, now see, I'm afraid to leave it sitting on this table because Linda will be in here later on today. And Linda probably would not knock it over and break it, but I don't want a guest to come in and accidentally knock it over and break it. So here's what I'm going to do, Ryan. There is a, when you walk into the studio here, there is a, over on the right side of the room, there's a chair. Next to that chair, there is a stand with an orange plant on it. That's where I'm going to set it. Now, you can pick this up today. Linda Sims will be here from 4 to 5 p.m. If you want to pick this up today, let me know. Or if you want to, let me know when you want to pick this up, Ryan. Are you out there listening? Give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Ryan, are you listening? When do you want to come get the corn salsa? Now you can have your own little Cinco de Mayo celebration after Cinco de Mayo with the Hirschburgers Bakery and Farm Corn Salsa. Ryan, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. I've got your name here on an index card, and I am going to set this over there on that stand so it does not get broken. But you would be able to pick this up today from 4 to 5 p.m. while Linda Sims is on, if you choose to do so. Or you could pick it up tomorrow, Tuesday, from 4 to 5 p.m. Linda's on at that time tomorrow as well. She will be here, but it will be laying over on the stand next to the chair. I'll leave a note for Linda to let her know it's over there, but if Linda overlooks it, it will be over there on the stand next to the chair. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is Ryan.
Oh, did you get up this morning and you have excitement running through your veins now?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I forgot. I just figured you weren't going to draw.
Well, no, we're not that crooked here at the station. I forgot, and I knew I didn't have it yet, but I would have drawn it last week. It slipped my mind both times.
Well, it slipped my mind over the weekend, too. I just kind of forgotten, and I turned the radio on when I got to work, and you were doing it, and I was like, what's the chances of me winning?
Oh, well, big good this morning. I guess they're about 100% right now. You won the corn.
Well,
are you excited about the corn salsa from Hirschburgers? Have you ever been to Hirschburgers?
I have been. I went there last year.
Oh, really?
It's a pretty neat place. I never had the corn salsa, but I've been over there. Is that the place with the goats on the roof?
Yeah, it's right, yeah, the goats are across the street from the farm market.
Yeah, okay, I've been there.
Yeah, so, like I say, Linda's here from 4 to 5, and I'll lay it over here by this chair on the stand if you want to get it today or tomorrow. What's best for you?
I could stop by. I get off at 4, so I can swing by about 4:15.
Yeah, Linda will be here. She might be in the middle of a show, but it's a jar of corn salsa. It's got your name on it. And when you walk in, you'll walk right into the studio. There's a chair on the right, and on that stand, it'll be sitting there with your name on top of it.
That sounds wonderful. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you'll have to call us, Ryan, and let us know how this tastes, because I've never tasted it either.
I definitely will call in and let you know.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There you go. Ryan is our big winner in the Cinco de Mayo contest. He wins the Hirschburgers corn salsa. Now, why am I talking about this bag over here? Let's see what else is in this bag. Now, when I was over there, what you find in Amish country, and I know a lot of you have been there, is there are a lot of interesting things that you would not find here in Marion, like this corn salsa. And if you do find corn salsa in Marion, it's usually not homemade, like you would find it over at Hirschburgers. So, I went Saturday, and to be honest, I've even forgotten what else is in this bag. So let me get into this bag here for a second. Now, there are three other items in this bag. There's one in a jar, and then there's something that I think is very neat. I've never even seen this before anywhere. It's in a package, and then there is another jar in here of stuff that I know you cannot get in this area because I verified it on Saturday. Now, that's a pretty good-sized jar there. So what we're going to do is we're going to have some more of these contests as the week goes on, now that I have the items in front of me. And you can hear, see, there's the jars right in front of me. There's the package of these very unique items, much like the corn salsa. But these are not corn salsa. These are something totally different, and you cannot get them in Marion. So it would be a totally unique experience. So we're going to try this as the week goes on, and we're kind of going to do it the same way. I'm not sure what the theme will be now that we're in the month of May, but maybe tomorrow morning, maybe next hour this morning, I'm not sure which. We'll get some trivia questions out, and we'll go through them again, and you will enter. And then the following day, we will draw a winner for these items. Now, you won't get all three. We'll do it three different times, so we'll spread the items around. But we'll have some fun with that. and unique items that you cannot get here in Marion. So, the only thing I don't know, and I'm going to take a poll here right now on this, because we have three different items. So, my question is, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. My question is, when we do this contest for the rest of this week, when we get a winner, should I already have a particular item set aside for that winner, or should I let the winner pick between the three items when they win? How would you like to see the contest run? We'll get a little input here, and that way we can do it maybe more along the lines of how you would like to see it done. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How would you like to see the contest run as the week goes on? Now, I'm kind of annoyed this morning because the atomic clock, which worked fine last week, finally got back on time. The date worked again. Everything was hunky-dory. Now it's reading 4:14 a.m. on January 18th. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars by day, grocery bagger by night. It's the day, so you must be...
You're hung up on this bag. I don't bag groceries, you know. Haven't bagged groceries for a long time.
Okay, well, some people think you do. I don't know. I'm just going by what the rumor mill says.
Well, you know you cannot follow the... There's some rumors about you. We can't follow that.
Well, they may be true. You never know. You go to the self-checkout and bag groceries, right? I do that.
Yes, I have, but I don't do that for money.
You do it at night, though, right? So, yeah, you are a grocery... I'm a grocery bagger by night also, and proud of it. Well, I had a suggestion about the prizes. I think we should honor one of your late interviewees, Mr. Monty Hall, and do a Let's Make a Deal system where you have like three curtains. One's got a really good prize, one's got a medium prize, and one's got a zonk. And let them pick behind the curtain. I mean, Monty Hall would be very impressed. And I know you spoke with him. He was a good guest. So that's my suggestion.
So you're talking like a 1, 2, 3, and...
Yeah, like, you know, you watch Let's Make a Deal, right? You know, right. They have like, you know, one curtain, you pick one of three curtains. One curtain has like a new car, so a really good prize. One curtain has, you know, a medium prize, like a new refrigerator or something. And one's a zonk, which might be like a pony or something, or just something that might have some value sentimentally, but isn't as good as a new car or a new refrigerator. And, of course, we're not going to give away a new car, but at least we could have a really good prize. You know, maybe the Zonk could be maybe a brochure from the place that you bought the salsa from. One could be, like, a whole case of salsa, and maybe the middle prize could be maybe just a souvenir coffee mug or something from that locale. That way we have the three levels of prices.
Well, we do have three different gifts here. Now, I am not against, just labeling them 1, 2, 3, and whoever picks 1, 2, 3, that's the gift you get. But we'll figure it out. There are three unique gifts.
The idea that you're picking one of three curtains, like on Let's Make a Deal. And then you can even have the big deal of the day, where everybody who's won that week has a chance to get an even better prize, but that could actually be a zonk also.
Well, my worry at this point is just, I know that we have some clumsy people in here and not much table space, and that these are glass jars, and that somebody between here and there are going to knock these jars over and break them.
Yeah, coordination and dexterity, those aren't really my strong points, but we can try to be careful, you know, put it somewhere where it's not likely to be upset. Yes, you know, we appreciate Ryan calling in. I'm glad he was listening.
And at work?
I remember his voice from when he had called last week, so we appreciate him calling and claiming his prize. Does he know where the studio is? Because you kind of keep it a secret.
Well, I think Ryan knows, but it's just the only secret is kept is because there definitely is some upkeep that we want to do, and my thought is if we're going to do a grand opening, you don't want people coming around before the grand opening, and...
Yeah,
we have the big anniversary coming up on June the 10th, and I thought if we could get some things done around here before June the 10th, that would be good.
Yeah, it's just partially. I mean, it's a continual process, but there are certainly many advantages. Yeah, I'll be a year older on June 10th.
Yeah. I think the only two things I'm looking at this point are maybe a railing for the steps and the bathroom and the kitchen painted. If we got that done, I think we'd be ready.
Yeah, those are in progress. I can let the landlord know.
Yeah. So I think he
might be listening too. I think he's one of those closet listeners. You don't always know that he's there, but I think he's actually kind of secretly addicted to the Scott Spears radio extravaganza.
Well, and I'll tell you, another one would be a great thing for that. You know, aside from those two things, would just be to have our sign out front by then. So yeah. You know, by that point, yeah, that would be good. I think it would be a good photo opportunity on June the 10th. So we've got a month from today, a matter of fact.
Yeah, we'll
those three things.
Find some good-looking people to take photos with. I'm not sure we can get that for the people at the station, but we'll see what we can do.
It depends on what mirror you use. But, you know, it's interesting. I wanted to bring this up. I was going to bring this up last week because of this whole McDonald's thing, where McDonald's sent this postcard out asking people to work for them, and people took that very offensive. I could not understand it. They sent it to everybody, and people were posting this on Facebook as if, you know, I don't eat their food, and why would I work there? And it reminded me of that when you brought up the grocery bagger thing, because I'm not really sure. See, when people use that as a derogatory, McDonald's or grocery bagger or whatever, I mean, are they better than that? I guess the people.
I think I was being a grocery bagger, but I think it was funny. Just like, you know, the context that it had been used by this person, whom we certainly have no reason to be anything other than disparaging, to put it mildly, toward.
No, but I'm just confused. I mean, are they saying that grocery baggers are bad? Because
I think grocery bagging is important. I think it's often not done properly, as you know. You don't put the eggs in the bottom, eggs at the top, and the loaf of bread on the bottom. You actually use science to determine how things should be bagged and how you should separate. And,
well, I guess I'm confused.
It's just kind of funny something that I find amusing. Sometimes it's a question about why I do, but in this case, I will be giggling about it.
I just think about
the Superman, you know, the Clark Kent, being in media, you know, he's a mild-mannered reporter by day and then Superman by night. It's kind of like it's the opposite.
But I will tell you a funny story, and this is a quick story, and this is a good lesson for everybody out there. There are many stores in town that actually have unions, and Myers is one of those places. Kroger is one of those places. Very few retail stores have unions, and there are a lot of kids and a lot of actually older people who get jobs at Kroger and Meijer because they are union shops, and you pay your dues, and you have a lot of benefits that you would not have at any other retailer. So a lot of times, kids who don't understand that, who get their first jobs at Kroger or Meijer or wherever, matter of fact, I'm speaking of somebody from Kroger, they got the job there, they really didn't like it, you know, it was more manual labor, and they decided, well, this job as a bank teller came up. Oh, you get to wear a tie every day, and you get to wear nice clothes and nice pants, and you're a bank teller, and oh, that's thought of as so much better than, bagging groceries for this particular kid. So they get the job as the bank teller, and they go over, and then I run into that person about a month later. They make less money on the hour than the grocery bagger did. The bank teller does.
No, I don't understand. What, you want to wear a tie? You know, Scott, I've not worn a tie since 19... What year was it? 1997. I don't even know how to tie a tie. Have I ever told you that? No, I'm actually very proud of that. I'd have to watch a video or something. I've not worn a tie in 24 years.
Well, it's interesting to me.
I don't wear it in my line of work. So why would you get excited about that?
I think
working at Kroger or Meijer is more prestigious than working at a bank. And a lot of banking people aren't even using tellers anymore.
Yeah, but nobody would look at it. Nobody would use the term bank teller in a derogatory way but yet they make less money.
I might, but, you know, this person we're speaking about, there's the irony. He was saying something derogatory in a way to try to malign, but actually came out the other way around. as I think actually it's important working in a grocery store. The union protects you.
Well, and it gives you mandatory raises that you will not get at places like banks.
And talking about grocery people being first responders, and yeah, it is what's I mean every business to me is essential. I don't differentiate. However, in terms of things that are used every day by all people, even if you eat at a restaurant every day, you're still in some way interacting with a grocery store.
Well, and it's also interesting. It's also interesting. This person very well knows. I also work with the school system, and they don't bring that up, though, because I guess they consider that more prestigious.
Yeah, well, you know, this person is certainly not of the high intellectual capabilities anyway. And I guess that's why I giggle about it, Scott, because I don't see anything wrong with it. I think it's a good prestigious job, and for younger people where it's the first job, it teaches you so much about customer service, about how you do something which you might think is routine, but every person's grocery order is a little different, and how you present it is important. You don't just throw things in the bag, and that is, as you know, more involved and more scientific than it sounds. And this person is probably jealous.
Well, people should have learned during this pandemic, if no other time, that if the grocery stores don't run, you're in a whole lot of trouble.
And the whole, that's why I just see the comedy in it. I'm not saying that by no means do I agree with it. But it's there's so much amusement to it. And sometimes you find the best comedy in some of the smallest things and things that you might take for granted. It just kind of this Superman thing, you know, mild-mannered reporter by day and Superman by night. So I kind of turn it around. I kind of turn it around where, you know, you have this job that, if you think about it, is very important and a very good job for people of all ages and backgrounds, and yet you're also this sort of reporter, media person, and the whole thing to me just has that air of amusement to it.
Well, like I say, you know, I personally never felt that I was better than anybody else. I still don't. And I would scrub floors if that's what paid good. And if I'm having a good time doing it, that's really the point. If I'm having a good time doing it, I will do it. If I was having a good time scrubbing floors, I would do it. So there you go.
I don't see a problem with McDonald's or other places saying that we're hiring, sending out a flyer. People may not know they're hiring. Of course, right now it just seems like we are in a big employee shortage. We're seeing memes of places saying they're closed because everybody quit. And is it or is it not because you get more money from stimuli or stimuluses and unemployment? I would say it is, and that's a problem we need to fix. But it's a debatable issue.
It really is, and I guess we should. You know what's interesting, though, and I don't want to make this political, but before the pandemic, people were having trouble getting enough employees. Now, they said that's because the economy was booming. Now we're having trouble getting employees, and they're saying it's because people have too much stimulus money. Now, I don't really understand that because, I mean, if the economy was booming and they never filled those positions before the pandemic, those positions would still be open. So I guess I don't get it. I would guess those are positions that are just still...
You give people these presents, and that's what they expect. And that's, in my opinion, that is not how our economy is based. It's a capitalist system.
Well, the problem is a lot of people got fired. And a lot of businesses closed down, and people
right,
in the food
then,
service industry.
And you say, you know, is it the government's fault because businesses were forced to close or forced to abbreviate what they offer? I would say yes, but that's certainly a controversial issue.
Another topic for another day. That's for sure.
Yeah, that is certainly that's where it gets a lot hairier.
Yep.
And you know how I feel. I really feel most people agree with me. And it's just I'm a little more vocal about it. And, you know, in my business, not too much has changed. I've done more things remotely, which benefits me. But I like variety and how I provide services. And you get bored if you don't have human nature. You get bored if there's not variety in how things are done. But that certainly is a topic of controversy, Scott. And we get to the people in the grocery business. With restaurants not being as popular, not even open, people are more likely going to be at a grocery store, and so people in that business become even more important. All businesses are essential, because that's part of being an American, is all businesses, all jobs are essential. But the importance of the prevalence of people using businesses that sell things that are used every day, that seems to increase, and I'm not really sure that's going to change. So again, the joke is more, certainly not that I agree with it, just that it's just funny the way it came out, and maybe I just overplay the humor in that, but it's just something about that just tickles my funny bone.
Well, that works fine by me. Well, thanks, Adam.
No problem, Scott. Yeah, stay warm out there and have a nice show.
Okay, bye-bye. And again, our big winner this morning in our Cinco de Mayo contest of the Hirschburger's Bakery and Farm Corn Salsa was Ryan. So there you are. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have an opinion on how you'd like to see our next contest run, which will probably start tomorrow? And again, we'll do questions. We'll do a day of questions. We'll get everybody registered. And then we will draw the following day, which will be Wednesday. Now, we have three items. Now, remember, these are three items that you cannot get in Marion. I'm 90% sure of this. Maybe one item you could get in Marion, but the other two, you could not. So, I don't want to tell you what the items are, but I can tell you they are in front of me, so there won't be a delay in getting them this time. But should I, when we get our first winner, should I allow them to pick from the three items, or should I just set aside a particular item each day and let that be the winner? That's what I want to know. How would you like to see this contest run? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. Would love to hear from you. And I do not understand the old atomic clock. 4:29 a.m., January 18th, 2018. Now, what is going on there? Oh, by the way, I have a pet peeve about Mother's Day, by the way. I'll talk more about the trip to Amish country next hour. And again, however you want to see this contest run, let me know. 740-383-9944. But on Mother's Day, I open up the social media, and I see a lot of people wishing their mothers happy Mother's Day. Now, nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's what the day is all about. Happy Mother's Day to your mother, and a lot of people wishing their mothers who had passed away happy Mother's Day, and that's nice too. Nothing wrong with that. But, you know, we got into this conversation yesterday. Or last week. See, I'm stuck on yesterday. Last week. Now, do you wish your wife a happy Mother's Day? Now, if your wife is not the mother of your children, do you do it? Because I saw a lot of this going on. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, yes. On your contest.
Yes.
What you need to do, or think about it, you let the people know exactly what is there. So if somebody calls in and he ends up winning, they may not win what he got. So you got to think about letting everything of what you're giving away, then they can choose.
So you think I should tell people what I've got laying here in front of me?
Yeah, if you got salsa or whatever you got, people ought to know ahead of time what they're calling in for, then they can win, because they may not want what you got.
Don't you think, though, they might want one of the three?
They might want one of the three, but you got to give them a choice.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll look into this before we start the contest tomorrow. Whatever way we end up swaying, we'll go that way.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob. All right, how should we run these contests? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. How should we run the contest? We've got three items here. Pretty much you can't buy in Marion. I've never seen them here. Now, do I tell you what the items are? Do I let you pick one when you win the contest? Do I just set one aside and use that as a particular contest prize that day? What would you like to see? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. But, you know, the Mother's Day thing, if you want to wish your wife. Now, is this... I don't know. We'll come back to it. Go ahead, caller.
I do not have any opinions today, just observations.
Oh, go right ahead. We need observations.
Do you know, Scott, I look out my window over on Wall Street. There was a young man, good-looking fella, and he was riding a bicycle backwards all the way down Walnut Street.
Backwards?
He was backpedaling.
Really?
Yes.
That's kind of dangerous.
Looked a lot like Adam, but...
Oh, it was... You know, I don't think Adam can ride a bike.
But he was backpedaling this puppy real good.
Oh, well, maybe he did. I don't know.
I didn't want to be in such trouble.
Maybe he can. I don't know him. I would not deny it.
But he was backpedaling just like crazy.
Huh, wonder why you would do that.
I don't know.
That's an interesting observation.
Okay, number two.
Yes.
Now that I'm really in trouble. Seems to me that I heard, read somewhere in the back of my brain, stored in a little compartment, is that the atomic clocks can be affected by temperature. Do you turn down the studio sometimes, the temp?
You know, I have to tell you, I have never touched the temperature here, but I will tell you it's interesting because the atomic clock has a thermometer on it, and it tells us what the temperature is in the studio, and right now it is 63.4.
Mm-hmm.
So I...
Well, see, would it have been affected, because you said the only time it ever really worked was on Center Street. And that was probably consistent down there, downstairs there, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had good heat and good air on Center Street.
Yeah. So I'm wondering whether the fluctuation, had it been at the mall or other places, might have had an effect on it.
You know, see, here's the problem, though. Well, the mall's heating systems and air conditioning, that was always a fight. And the last place we were in, that was fine temperature-wise. I just think the walls were too thick where we were in the last building. But, you know, here's the thing. Like, 63 degrees in here right now. Now, I remember days in the mall when it was 63 degrees, and people said that was cold.
Mm-hmm.
So... I don't know. I've never touched the thermostat here, so I never really touched the thermostat anywhere I've been. I just come in and do the show. But to me,
when all your people are coming in there, doesn't it warm up a bit and change the temp too?
Well, yeah. You know, once I'm here a while and once we have guests in, sometimes we'll get up closer to, 65, 68, something like that. But, I don't know. What is room temperature?
Well, I don't know so much room temperature per se. It's just the fact that the consistency of the clock working has a lot to do with the temperature staying consistent. And that basement situation probably was the most consistent that you ever had.
You're probably right, because we did not control the heat and air down there, but I think they controlled it from upstairs, but it was always warm, and it was always cool in the summer. So, yeah, It was definitely consistent.
Well, it's just the thought that, every time you mention that, I always wonder, because I just, somewhere I think I'd seen that one time about the temperature changes or whatever with those clocks.
Well, that could be. I just can't figure out. It's obviously picking up the signal, but I don't know why it goes from correct to way off.
Yeah.
Because I don't know why it resets itself to a different year. I guess I could see if it stopped picking up the signal, but I don't know why it would cause it to go so haywire.
Mm-hmm. It's just a It's just an observation.
Yeah. Well,
it's not even a guess. It's not an opinion.
No, do you have any other observations from this morning or this past weekend?
No. I mean, I'm still reeling over seeing the fella riding a bike backwards. I just, right down Wall Street.
Now he could have hurt himself.
He could have.
Well, yeah,
especially if he was going the wrong way.
What? Now this was. You say this was yesterday?
Just a few minutes ago.
Oh, this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize this.
He was just backpedaling up a storm. Didn't you pick it?
No, I got it. I felt the wind myself here where I'm sitting. There was some backpedaling going on, but
I
didn't want to say anything.
I know it.
I didn't.
I love him. He just,
I didn't want to say anything because, I wasn't sure if they had picked up on it. But, it's one of those things. You don't have
any opinion?
Well, there was a little bit of it going on there. But, it's funny. In the minute we have left, though, and I, whatever about, where people work and what they do. But it's funny to me, really. I mean, I never think about, does this job have stature? Does that job have stature? I mean, that people who do that to me are kind of silly. I don't understand. As long as it pays your bills, big deal.
It's kind of, in my thoughts, I believe it would be a weakness on their part, because I think anybody that's got a job and, they're working the best they can at whatever they do. Mowing lawns, delivering papers, whatever they do, God bless.
Well, my idea right before we go to break here is, if you're mowing lawns or you're delivering newspapers, people probably don't consider that prestigious job. But the point is, somebody's got to do it. And if you enjoy it, what's wrong with that?
That's right. Yeah. And you just wait till your lawn gets out of control and you don't have your newspaper. And then, the paper wasn't delivered. My yard man didn't come by. Whatever. Then you're unhappy. So everybody should have respect for whatever job they've chosen to do, because it may be entry level. I haven't heard the word entry level lately, but those are important too. And so are the retirement jobs or whatever, jobs for youngsters and stuff.
Do what you love and you never work a day in your life.
There you go.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. We're going to break. Back in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Do you like, don't like Snooki, huh?
No, she's fine. Let her go and be well. But that show, I thought the Jersey Shore was not a particularly positive depiction of Italian-Americans.
Did you feel like you were being inquisitive, or do you feel you